Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something very specific and very useful, a Carve Think Break switch-up with Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12, designed for that jungle, old-school D&B energy, where the drums loosen up, breathe for a moment, and then slam back into the drop with attitude. This is not about throwing random chops at a break and hoping it feels good. The goal is to make a section that feels human, restless, and musical. Something that sounds like the track is thinking for a second, then making a move. That's the vibe. Start with one strong break loop and your main kick and sub on separate tracks. Keep the break simple at first. A classic immense style phrase works great, but any clean acoustic break with clear transients will do. You want enough detail to hear the snare, the kick, and a few ghost notes. If the break is too loose, tighten only the important hits. Don't over-perfect it. A little push and pull is part of the character. What I'd listen for right away is this. Does the break still feel like a performance? Or does it already sound like a loop? And second, can you still hear the snare backbeat clearly? If the snare isn't reading, the whole idea loses its jungle identity fast. Before you start chopping, make a creative choice. Do you want the switch-up to feel edgy and broken, or more dance-floor and flowing? The edgy version uses harder slicing, sharper gaps, and a little more rhythmic instability. The flowing version keeps more continuity and leans on swing. For a proper think-break moment, the broken approach usually hits harder. It gives you that nervous old-school pressure without turning into chaos. Now chop the break into a small set of useful fragments. Don't keep everything. Just pull out the pieces with personality. A kick, a snare, a ghost snare cluster, a hat pickup, maybe one tail fragment. That's enough. In fact, it's often better than enough. The best jungle switch-ups usually come from a tiny vocabulary, not a giant pile of slices. A good workflow move here is to rename or color-code your best fragments immediately. Keep your snare ghost, kick stab, and hat tail easy to find. That saves time once the arrangement starts moving and you're making decisions quickly. Now bring in the groove pool. This is where the break starts to feel alive. Try a groove in the 55 to 62% range if you want subtle movement, or 62 to 68 if you want a more obvious jungle pull. Apply the groove to the break, not the whole track. That's important. Let the kick and sub stay more anchored while the break carries the human swing. Why this works in D&B is simple. The break is where the personality lives, but the kick and sub are the spine. If you swing everything too hard, the low end starts to blur and the drop loses its authority. Keep the swing in the drums and leave the foundation solid. What to listen for here is whether the ghost notes now lean into the snare in a way that feels musical, and whether the loop feels more like a played break instead of a rigid sample. If it starts to feel lazy or behind the beat in a bad way, you've gone too far. Pull the swing back a touch and compare it against the kick. Once the groove feels good, build the actual switch-up phrase. Think in terms of call and response. Let one hit answer another. Remove the kick on beat one of a bar, let the snare speak, then drop in a chopped fill near the end of the bar or right as the next bar starts. Leave a small gap somewhere. That tiny breath can make the whole phrase feel intentional. This is where the think part comes alive. The rhythm seems to hesitate, then decide. A snare ghost answers a kick fragment. A hat pickup answers a silence. That tension and release is what makes old-school jungle feel so alive. Tiny timing shifts help a lot here. Snare ghosts can sit slightly late for drag. Kick fragments can lean a little early for urgency. Hat pickups can stay right on the grid so the listener still has something to lock onto. In D&B tempos, those micro moves read very clearly, so keep them deliberate. Now let's shape the sound. A dusty old-school chain is a great place to start. Use EQ8 to clean out sub-rumble, maybe high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. Then add a little saturator, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, with soft clip if needed. After that, drum bus can bring density and attitude, but keep it subtle. If the snare gets too sharp, trim a little upper edge with EQ again. If you want a tighter modern switch-up, use drum bus for transient shape, auto-filter for tension moves, utility if you need to control width, and only light glue compressor if the loop feels too spiky. The main idea is to add grit and glue without flattening the life out of the break, and that's a big one in this style. Don't over-compress it. If you squash the transients, the ghost notes disappear, and then the whole think-break concept loses its tension. In this genre, transient character matters more than smoothness. Now check the break with the sub and kick back in. Don't stay in solo mode too long. Ask yourself, does the snare still land like a pillar? Does the sub stay readable, or is the break masking its attack zone? Does the groove still feel like one track, or does it sound like a drum loop pasted on top of a bass line? If the low end feels smaller during the switch, Fix the brake before you add more detail. Cut low mids around 150 to 300 hc if things are muddy. High pass a little more if needed. And if the brake is carrying too many kick fragments, mute some of them so your main kick can breathe. Also, keep the important groove elements centered. That's especially important if you use stereo tricks. Widen the atmospherics if you want, or a noisy hat burst, but keep the core kick, snare, and low percussion solid in mono. A club safe DNB switch-up has to survive the mono check. Now it's time for automation, but keep it purposeful. A simple low-pass move over the last one or two bars can create nice tension. You could automate the brake level down slightly before the return, or add a touch more saturation on the final fill hit. A short reverb send on a snare ghost, then a hard cut before the drop, can also work beautifully. A nice jungle-leaning move is to sweep the brake from bright and open down to a narrower band, maybe from around 12 kHz down toward 4 to 6 kHz, right before the impact. That gives the impression of the section pulling inward before it snaps back out. Keep the automation clean. One or two clear gestures are enough. If everything is moving all the time, the switch-up stops feeling like a moment. At this point, think arrangement. A really usable shape might be 8 bars of groove, then 4 bars of switch-up, then 1 bar of space or pickup, and then the drop returns. That 1 bar gap can be gold. It gives the listener and the DJ a clear landmark, and the return hits harder because of it. Once the rhythm feels right, print it to audio. This is a smart move. Audio makes micro-editing faster, makes resampling easier, and helps you commit to the idea instead of endlessly tweaking slices. A lot of great switch-ups get stronger the moment you stop treating them like a live puzzle and start treating them like a finished performance edit. After bouncing, do a quick cleanup pass. Trim tails, remove clicks, make sure the first hit after the switch-up lands with confidence. If you want, duplicate the printed version and make a dirtier copy with more saturation or clipping. It's often useful to have a safe version and a dirty version. One protects the track, the other brings the grime. For the second drop, don't reuse the exact same switch-up. Change one meaningful thing. Remove one kick. Swap a snare ghost for hat burst. Reverse the last hit into the downbeat. Keep the identity, but make it evolve. That's how you keep the arrangement moving without losing the core vibe. What to listen for on your final pass is whether the return feels inevitable, whether the snare still acts as the anchor, and whether the sub still reads underneath the break. If the answer is yes, you're in the zone. That's the sweet spot. Tense, rhythmic, alive, and still DJ-friendly. A few quick judgment rules will save you a lot of time. If the snare backbeat disappears, stop and rebuild. If you can't predict the next landing at all, the phrase is probably too busy. If the low end gets smaller during the switch, the break is probably overfilled. And if the idea only sounds exciting in solo but falls apart with the bass, it's not finished yet. Here's the bigger takeaway. A think break switch-up works best as a performance edit, not as decoration. Chop less than you think. Twing only the part that needs to breathe. Protect the kick and sub. Use small automation moves with intent. Then commit early and let the arrangement do its job. For your practice, build a 4-bar jungle-leaning switch-up using just one break sample, no more than 6 chop points, 1 groove pool setting, and stock cabled in devices only. Make one version with a clear fill moment and 1-bar line return. Then make a second version with a different final bar landing. Keep listening for the snare anchor, the readable sub, and the sense that the last bar is pulling you toward the next section. If you can make that feel human, tense, and controlled, you've got the right kind of old-school pressure. That's a proper DNB switch-up. Try it, print it, and trust the groove.